Lesson 6, The Ultimate Fish Story. Daniel finished law school in the top 5% of his class. Prior to graduating, Daniel was offered positions at law firms known for hiring only top graduates and giving their new hires a lucrative starting salary. Daniel applied to smaller firms that primarily served low-income clients because that's where his passion was. When Daniel told his wife about the offers, she pleaded with him to accept the job at a prominent law firm. Reluctantly, Daniel did so to please his wife. Daniel's billables in a year were such that his salary was well into the six-figure range. The partners began talking junior partnership if Daniel kept up this pace. In the meantime, the job was very stressful. Daniel did not get home until after 9 p.m. most weekdays. Weekends were office days for him too. Daniel's number one priority was no longer God, but hustling to please his law partners. Daniel and his wife argued incessantly and began talking separation. Daniel was not happy at work, nor at home. With the help of a Christian marriage counselor, Daniel and his wife were able to pray and talk through this matter. Daniel explained what he felt his life purpose was, and how he did not graduate from law school to fatten his pockets, but to serve God. Daniel's wife finally heard what Daniel was saying. Daniel had risen to become a profit-sharing junior partner, but left to join the Legal Aid Society to provide legal services to the poor. His wife, a social worker, volunteers her services part-time as a life coach at Daniel's office. In group meetings, many men and women began to share how they are finding direction in life and in Jesus. Daniel and his wife went from a 7,000-square-foot house to a one-story, three-bedroom, ranch-style home. But they are not complaining. They are happy and serving God together, having the same passion to help others, but with a different hustle. Discussion questions. 1. How difficult would it be for you to leave a miserable high-paying position to take a lower-paying job that brings you joy? 2. How did Daniel ignore the fear of the unknown so that he could move into his God-given purpose? 3. How did making Jesus number one help this couple see what's important in life?